Are there any questions that you guys have?
The University of Louisiana at Monroe plays host to the Northeast Louisiana College and Career Fair. ULM event coordinator for enrollment Amy Robinson says the fair presents an opportunity for high school juniors and seniors to make those first steps in planning their college or career path.
To come and visit with four-year universities as well as our community colleges in the state and surrounding states.
More than 30 universities and community colleges are represented at the fair, including major colleges from neighboring states.
From Mississippi, Texas, Arkansas.
In addition to several recognizable names, other smaller local and state community and private colleges take part in meeting potential students. Tyler DeFrancis is a recruiter for Our Lady of the Lake College in Baton Rouge. The college is a private institution founded by Our Lady of the Lake Medical Center. He says though many attending the fair may immediately think nursing or pre-med.
One of the things that a lot of the students don't realize is that we're more than just the nursing and the pre-med. We offer over 25 different bachelor's, associate's, and master's degrees. When they get to us, they start to see, there is a respiratory therapist there, there's a surgical technologist. So that's really starting to open their eyes as well.
Lance is a senior at Riverfield Academy. He's wanting to find out what degree programs are offered in his particular field of interest.
What about y'all's business majors?
Okay, we have business administration, and you can concentrate management, marketing, and finance.
He says the representatives at the fair have provided good information for what he would like to do.
I guess they gave me all the information necessary to pursue my interests while I was thinking about specializing in real estate, being a real estate attorney.
Did you find any particular booth that had a decent amount of information for what you're looking at?
I did. I found Mississippi College. They had a fair amount of information for business. And then they had a law school. They have their own law school there.
For Amanda, a Riverfield student who is interested in speech pathology, the fair provides a one-stop venue to compare her choices of where to attend college.
Well, I kind of already had my eye on two different colleges, so I just got what I needed from those two pretty much.
With more than 30 universities represented, Robinson indicates which ones have gathered the larger crowds.
The Louisiana universities, community colleges, and technical colleges.
She attributes that to students keeping an important item in mind when it comes to where they may eventually enroll.
The universities, because of the TOPS program, so you see a lot of students migrating to the Louisiana schools.
A letter or information on degree programs is sent out as part of follow-up with students. Robinson says state colleges participating in the fair this year have an added benefit in their recruiting efforts.
We're using scanners, and so the students go online, they fill out the information, and they basically bring a printout of their little barcode. And instead of filling out a prospect card where they have to do their name and their address and all of that, they basically can scan that barcode, the universities can, and receive all of their information electronically.
The fair's first session concludes today with a second session scheduled for November 1st. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.